Crowdsourcing Homeland Security. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We still don't know the exact motivation of the Orlando shooter, but what we do know is that when he tried to buy body armor from a gun shop, the owner wisely turned him down, after which he went to another gun shop 10 miles away and bought what turned out to be the murder weapon. When that story came out, I mentioned on the air, what if that first gun shop had been able to notify the second gun shop that this guy was bad news?
I heard your discussion about it, and I thought, wow, here's something that I can do with the skills that I have to contribute.
A software developer named Seth Banks was listening on KCBS in San Francisco, and he liked the idea.
And I got sick of just talking about it, and I said, well, I'm just going to do something about it, so I did it.
He wrote an app to let licensed gun dealers easily share information about suspicious customers.
Right now I'm calling it Gun Shop Watch List. And what it is a social network for federal firearm licensees.
Dealers sign up, enter their location, and if they encounter a customer who gives them a bad feeling, they can log the incident online.
When they see something, they enter the incident into the app, and it alerts others within a local area.
So there it is, a private network, no government involvement, just gun sellers giving each other a heads up. He's shown it to gun dealers.
Well, the overwhelming opinion has been, yes, it's a virtuous thing, this is great. The hard thing is getting people to use it, right?
Right. Gunshopwatchlist.com. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.